Lord.
Amen.
Yes,
there was well.
Praise Jesus.
We are
going into the next
world. And
it is so
kubango
good.
Mutukuvu.
Because the Holy Spirit has already prepared for us the living food. And whenever we eat, we live indeed. Praise the Lord. I'm going to request you to stand up on your feet.
We
don't want to waste any
more
time.
We're
going to read here one scripture.
Mumiza Katonda n'okumuwaniriza
as we glorify and thank God
ekigambo kye
for his word.
Kubanga Katonda waffe tafaananyizibwa feza newankubadde zaabu alina ebirimirimu egy'amaanyi gye yakola era nga girabikako nga tewali ayinza kukujeegaana kubanga weegire ne kaakano. Genda kusomako wano mangu mangu Yeremiya essula ya 10 olunyiriri okutandikira ku lw'ekkumi agambe naye Katonda yennyini ow'amazima oyo ye Katonda omulamu era kabaka ataggwaawo ensi ekankana olw'obusungu bwe so n'amawanga tegayinza kugumiikiriza kunyiga kwe bwe muti bwe muba mubagamba nti bakatonda abatakola ggulu na nsi abo balibula mu nsi okuva wansi w'eggulu mukama yeebazibwe bakatonda batakola ggulu naki abo baakubula yesu yeebazibwe olunya olw'ekkumi n'ebbiri yakola ensi olw'obuyinza bwe yanyweza ebintu byonna olw'amazima ge era yabamba eggulu olw'okutegeera kwe bw'aleeta eddoboozi lye ne waba oluyogaano olw'amazzi mu ggulu era alinyisa emigga okuva ku nkomerero z'ensi akolera enkuba ennyota era jembu yagamawanika ge jagala omugulumiza oyo Katonda omulungi yemusa eddoboozi lye kubanga ye Katonda aleeta eddoboozi ery'amazzi g'oluyogaano mugulumize Katonda omukulu era ye Katonda ow'amaanyi teri Katonda agenda kuyimirira wali agambye bakatonda abatakola nsi na ggulu tebagenda kubeerawo yemusa eddoboozi ly'omugulumize tukugulumiza kwe kitaffe ali waggulu w'eggulu lyonna era ne mukama waffe yesu kristo kubanga yagadde bwe yabamba eggulu n'ensi mu buyinza bwo owe bwekitiibwa kawungeezi kalero owe bwekitiibwa gwatudde mu butagwawo olw'emirimu gye egy'amaanyi gye wakola olw'obuyinza bwo n'obukulu bwe katonda akomyawo byonna ebyali byazika akomyawo amakuba agaali gazika ye katonda nze emirembe egy'edda n'emisingi egy'edda katonda omukulu ow'edda tukugulumiza olunaku lwalero osaanidde katonda w'abazima osaanidde omulwanyi n'abiga osaanidde katonda w'amaze tewali n'omwamwenkanoyo ye katonda asukulu bye bakatonda bano bakatonda abatakola nsi na ggulu tebalibeerawo naye katonda waffe agenda kubeerawo emirembe gyonna tumuddize ekitiibwa n'ettendo tukugulumiza akawungeezi kale tukuddize ekitiibwa bwe katonda abeera omulamu osaanidde katonda omulungi tukuwa ekitiibwa n'ettendo tukugulumiza akawungeezi kale haleluya. Yesu yeebazibwe bakatonda abatakola ggulu na nsi balibula tebagenda kubeerawo kubanga omugabo gwabwe gumalira mu nnyanja y'omuliro bagenda kusaanawo ennaku zonna ffe nga tuli mu bulamu obutagwawo nga twesimba n'ekitaffe ekitiibwa n'ettendo tukimuddiza bw'ayogera atuukiriza ajja kituukiriza amiina teekateeka omutima gwo teekateeka emmeeme eyo ebirowoozo bye byonna kubanga tetugenda mu kaseera akanyuvu ak'okulya emmere namu eva mu ggulu etutuusa ku bulamu obutaggwaawo peeni n'ekitabo bijjeeyo
bring out your pen and your book
jayo ne Bible yo
and your Bible
kaseera ka kulya mmere namu amiina. Yesu yeebazibwe tugenda kubanga twaniriza ekigambo kya Katonda okuyita mutume Ronald Hope Witness wamu ne musumba Sam Bosa batwongerewo mu linnya lya Mukama waffe Yesu.
Yesu yeebazibwe baana ba Katonda.
Praise Jesus, children of God.
Musibye mutya mu linnya lya Mukama waffe Yesu.
How have you been in the name of the Lord Jesus?
Obulamu buli butya?
And how is your life?
Buliza ku muganda.
You can greet of your neighbor.
Mwagalize ebisinga obulungi.
Wish them the best.
Ebiva eri Katonda omulamu.
Which come from the living God.
Omugambe ye Katonda afuga ebbanga lyonna.
Is God who reigns all through. And when they tell you of another God, tell them first create their heaven and their own earth. When they will get
there,
that it takes you there, that he may prove himself to be God.
If
you want to become God in the heaven and the earth which is, it will not be possible. The heavens and earth which are,
it
is the God we worship and the one we glorify. It is very hard
to
arise another God to be proven to be God.
But
even where they would have gone to create their heaven and earth, the one we worship is where he was before, above the heaven, where he best to create heaven and earth
which
are. Let's ask the one who arise to call himself God. How will they be called God?
It's
not there and it's impossible.
We
thank the living God for enabling us to understand him.
The
authority and his power, and it passes the Holy Spirit.
It's
the reason we are here moving on, understand him.
Not
everyone in the world that they understand God.
Not
everyone speaking of him that they understand him. They speak of him on their lips.
But
the hearts are very far. And they cannot know his greatness and his height.
We want
him to draw close our hearts where he is. And we move on to understand him. In the name of the Lord Jesus. By his Holy Spirit.
He has
enabled us in all. Praise Jesus so much. I had a suggestion. By the Spirit of God. Praise Jesus so much. That if we shout hallelujah and we say amen, there are times we ask, he reigns, Jesus, and we answer, he reigns. He reigns. Me, I can say, he reigns. And you say, Jesus. Now, the way we are teachers, we are apostles, we are prophets, we are pastors, we are evangelists. Now every word, and we teach, because we have to make nations disciples.
Hallelujah!
Many times when you say hallelujah, others say amen. Usually, that's the language hidden from people. But hallelujah, it's a question which asks, is it raining?
Then
we say, amen, is Jesus.
It's
the same to say he reigns.
Yesu.
Jesus.
Amen.
It means
when you shout hallelujah and they say amen. The second
thing
to say,
Afuga.
He reigns.
And Yesu.
Jesus.
Amen.
You see that? Now we shout in English in the spiritual language and explain it in our Luganda language in the way of understanding. Many people make
hallelujah,
they don't know what it means. The amen they answer, they don't know of it. And you ask, he reigns.
And
you say, Jesus, he reigns indeed.
Yes, we have
praise with Jesus.
So, to
shall explain them
so
that we can teach the nations. Another may not think we are always here making noise. We are not just shouting. We are meaning that indeed the Lord Jesus reigns. Our Lord Jesus reigns. We are moving on with the journey of heaven. My journey and your journey. The journey of those who lived before us, our journey we are living now, and those going to be coming, to reaching the coming back of Jesus. We have moved this journey, and we are still in the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven. It's a great gathering of the angels. You know the way you go from planet Earth, and you head onto the first created heaven in the realm above, and then you reach that city of God, Jerusalem of heaven. It's a great gathering of the angels and the saints of God.
As
wind up our works here, we are going to be moving on with knowing what's in that city. And by name and voice, Apostle Ronald Hope Witness, together with Pastor Bosa and our Bible reader, Pastor Robina, we love you all in the name of the Lord Jesus. As we have told you, we are moving on with our journey of heaven. We are still in the first created heaven in the realm above, where there is the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven. It's a great gathering of the angels and the saints of God. We studied much in this city, Jerusalem of heaven. And right now we start the seven seals and the seven groups of angels. We open up the seal and we understand many things concerning seven groups of angels. And we told you, when you take off these seven seals and we see the seven groups of angels, we first understand every group of angels. It works under one spirit among the seven spirits of God, which make up the fullness of the Holy Spirit. Then those spirits appear to be gifts to them. That spirit is the one who gives them gifts as angels. Just as we too are given spiritual gifts on the world by that same spirit.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. And when we move on to take off the seal, we know the type of horse and the chariots of the seven groups of angels. And that's where we are still. We are still on the fourth seal and the group of the angels of the chains, angels of death and hell. But after we finish and we see in the same seal every living creature in charge of every group of the angels, and then we understand four elders among the 24 and the ancient elder, which involves the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, who are responsible for the seven groups of angels.
And
then you understand how God is of order in all the churches in the heavens and earth. The church, it's us, his children,
where
there are angels and all the other holy creation.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Now we're still moving on to see the type of horse on the chariots of the seven groups of angels. And we first in three groups, we are on the fourth. Now as we move on with the second part of the fourth seal, and the group of the angels of mighty, the angels of the chains, the angels of death and hell.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. We understood anytime we take off that seal, there are many things we move on to explain. Is this the second? The third part. It's the third part.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
So
we want to be moving on to explain. We ended
And we
are separating the sicknesses under the angel of death, the angel of death and hell. The sickness they call bows of death.
That was in Yonyoka.
We could explain of them.
And
we want to get explain the sicknesses of Satan.
And
the way we haunt them to heal them. In the name of the Lord Jesus. And we see sicknesses of the weakness of the body, which comes from the sin which consume the human being and get them cause of weakness of the body, and they come from creation's nearing them. Move on to understand secrets in the fourth seal.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. We are going to get explained more as we read in Revelation 6. Let's read Revelation 6 from 7 and
8.
Let's hear. Revelation 6 from verse
7. Nendava, Eralava, Embalase ya Chemvu, Nealia to Deco, Eninale Kufa, Nemagombe Nagenda Nain. Nebaweebwa obuyinza ku kitundu ekyokuna eky'ensi, okutta n'ekitala, n'enjala, n'olumbe, n'ensolo z'ensi.
Yes, you was with
you. Praise Jesus so much.
When
you take off the sixth seal, the fourth seal of the spirit of mighty, you see a yellow horse. And the one seated on it, his name is called Death. And the one coming behind him,
and
it's called Hell.
Yes, you have been
praise Jesus so much.
And
we are given authority
on
the fourth of the earth to kill with famine, the sword, the beast of the field, and the disease.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus so much. But we went back to say, and we understood who gives them authority. We discovered the angel of death in hell as their group is. God gave them those authority.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus so much.
And
we began to get explained on what concerns the type of these sicknesses. And we realized to separate the sickness of the angel of death and hell and the sickness of Satan and the sickness coming from weakness of the body and their treatment. And after we shall know the fourth
of the earth,
which they gave on them authority.
And
we end to get explained of the type of horse and the chariot. But we finish to see type of sickness. Angel of death as we last heard. And we check sicknesses which Satan brings. And how you can treat them.
How
to fight them. And sickness of weakness of body.
Yes, he was with you.
Praise Jesus so much.
But
those three things are under the sun. But they are rarely
revealed.
But as God is living,
he's
given us breath through the new generation with the full knowledge of God to reveal all secrets which were hidden, which had been concealed, and everything which wasn't known. Blessed us to bring it knowledge and in his field very well. One of us look at sicknesses of Satan. God marks this as it shows sickness Satan brings to us according to Matthew 10 verses 1 and 2. It speaks like this. Matthew 10 from verses 1.
Naita abayigirizwa be 10 n'ababiri n'abawo obuyinza ku daimoni omubi okumugobanga n'okuwonya ng'endwadde zonna n'obunafu bonna.
Yes, you was even you.
Praise Jesus so much.
Come off, yes, Christ.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, when he appeared on this world, and he gave us authority,
we
shall get explained how authority appears. Speaks of the authority of the Holy Spirit. Authority which works together with the holy angels to fight sicknesses of Satan, to first chase him, and to heal sicknesses. Sickness of all forms he puts on people. All forms of sicknesses.
Yes, you have
been praise God. Jesus so much. And in this,
when
look to verse 7 and 8,
the
Lord Jesus moved to tell us these words. Matthew 10 from verse
7. Olinyolomunana, muonyenga abalwadde, muzukizenga abafu, mulongosenga abagenge, mugobenga daimoni, muawe wabuwa, namwe muwenga buwa.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus so much.
Kutuba tutambula munsi muno ngabana bakatonda.
This world as children of God.
Mission ya fekuru kuvulira bwakabaka bw'omugulu.
Our major mission is to preach the kingdom of heaven.
Bwakabaka bw'akatonda.
The kingdom of God.
Niri mabiga wecho.
And behind that,
tuwe bw'obuyinza.
We give an authority.
Okuwonya endwadde ezengerizo na.
Different forms of sicknesses.
Eza sitani.
Both of Satan.
Nezo bunafu bw'omubiri.
And both of weakness of the body.
Abo tugendo zinyonyoka.
As we are going to get explained.
No, is a
raise up dead.
Yes, you ever see
praise Jesus.
What
form of death do we raise up? Bible speaks. Satan can bring upon you a sickness.
It
reaches to kill the body. We can connect in that way.
And
we fight with the body as killed, we renew it. And we raise it up. Have you understood well? The authority speaks of raising the dead.
Yes, you ever see
praise Jesus so much. Involves it in all sickness, chasing demons. Demons are the fallen angels.
Who were
chased from heaven with the devil himself. But all those they do, we can heal them with a sickness. Reaching that they can kill the body. And then we heal it. Now a person can have died. And their body is
there.
What's caused it to reach that death?
They are
sicknesses of Satan.
All
demons have sucked blood from them and they don't have any blood. And their systems have not reached of going. We can raise that person. In the other place we spoke of, and we work with the angel of death and the angel of hell. It would have been in charge of spirits of those getting out of the body. I think you understand me. According to Matthew 10,
she
says, don't fear those who can kill the body, but fear God who can kill the soul.
Now,
what I want to move tell you on sickness of Satan and his fallen angels. Those known as demons, that they can cause your body to die when you're not in seasons of dying. Many pass on in that way and they never get help. When they meet us as children of God who understands them, we speak with the angels of death and hell. If your season has not reached to check from the body, even if you've been a sinner, yet Satan has caused you to check from the body, we can request and they restore you.
But
if your seasons are breached, of checking from the body,
though
we request you back, you don't come back if they found you an evil person.
Yes,
we
was doing.
Praise Jesus.
So that
what the Lord Jesus spoke of in Matthew, that fear not those who kill the body. Let's read there.
Matayo esula ya kumi olunyolwa bilimo munana.
Matthew 10 verse 28.
Sote mubatianga abato mubiri. Na inga temayinza kutabulamu. Naye mutenga ayinza okuzikiriza obulamu n'omubiri mu geyena.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus so much.
Ekiriko kiriko ekiti.
What is this?
Temuti ayinza okutta omubiri.
We are not the one who can kill the body.
Ani oyo.
Who is that one?
Kogera ku Satan n'endwadde ze.
Speak of Satan and his sicknesses.
Ng'akolagana ne bamalayika b'abagwe ezimu.
Worked with his fallen angels, the demons.
Omanyi nze bwe ndaba Satan nga yali mu kulwaza omuntu.
No, when I see that it's caused someone get sick.
Nga tayina buvunanyizibwa ku mwoyo n'obulamu bw'omuntu.
No charge over the spirit and life of that person.
Ne bw'aba akanula amaaso agafaanana gati agati.
Stretch their threatening eyes.
Mukakasa tolina gy'omutwala.
I prove you take him nowhere.
Yes, yes, was
praise Jesus so much.
So Satan takuleta ngomundu adde notia no
kutia. Satan shouldn't bring a sickness on you and you fear. Ayo
kutombi netu webo buyinzo guza.
He can give the body by giving a right to restore it.
Kukuo uramu nera.
To give you life
again.
In the name of Jesus.
Uro buyinza mo moyo mtu kufubwa
authority of the Holy Spirit gives us.
Yes, yes, was praise
Jesus so much.
Erako buyinzo.
And that authority.
Bupia makokola neba maraika bao bo buyinza mo morimu.
Us with working with angels given authority on that work.
Morimu kukwana gano kufana magobe.
In the work mostly death. Hell.
Yes, we was when
praise Jesus.
So go back to Matthew 10.
And when you look to Matthew 10,
verse 28.
Say, fear not the one who kills the body. It means Satan. He can break havoc of sickness.
Or accident.
Or an accident. Or to suck blood from you. And the body dies.
And
check out when the spirit has no authority over it.
For
the spirit, the angel of death will wait for it. It will get it out. If you are a sinner, give it the angel of hell. That's why they say, fear the one who can kill your soul. Unto hell. What is this? Because we've understood this. The sickness which took you from the body was of Satan.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus.
Accident.
Oh, this accident. No. According to how it has happened.
Accident is a Satan.
Accident of Satan.
You
restore back this person.
Bring
back.
Angel
of death, restore back the spirit of the body.
Angel
of death, don't take them
both.
Their seasons have not yet reached.
I got
the angel of
death
in the third seal. The angel of
measurements
of the seasons and times.
So what's
the great connection, relation of understanding?
It
is a certain of
you.
But we know you don't hold his spirit. We are going to command those in charge of it to bring it back.
But threatening,
they rarely meet such people.
If
they meet us and they take to bury, as they met Jesus,
they
take the dead body to bury.
He
said,
this
is not reached death.
Satan
has killed his body. You raise up a new boy.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus. Things which happen, people don't know how they happen. How did Jesus raised how people?
As that is what I got to stand here. But Jesus
discovered that who was killed. You. He killed your body. Holding you back, it's very easy. That's why he said the Lazarus, the sickness he got, wasn't for death. Wasn't for the age of death. It was the sickness of Satan.
He
said, set him free to get back.
After
understood the things well, when you go pray for a dead person, you first hear Holy Spirit, what is concerning this person?
Not
just reach my hand to pray to raise this person.
There's
another
they
can retain and they never bring and you sweat in vain.
Jesus,
people died in his existence. We are very many. But he did go raise all of them.
But it involved
mathematics of the spiritual world.
That
mathematics, you cannot comprehend how it works. As angels serving him with the Holy Spirit. This involved matters of the spiritual world. Reaches this time, Satan has killed the body for his sickness.
We therefore
find they have not buried you yet.
Or
they have buried you. You
sneeze
and get out of the graveyards.
Yes, he was
praised Jesus. Let me tell you, we may study seven things. Seven
books
of
angels.
Another wonders, why do you study the seals? Extremes commands of the angels in them.
Entered
seals, you can't understand them. One of the things done at the sun. Though a human being refuses to sleep day and night, there are things they can never see. Except those with the spiritual eyes. The eyes which see through the word of God. When we are in the word of God, we hold the mirror.
And
we see things from far.
This
word of God is enough lighting to you whatever is done under
the sun.
What most people cannot see.
When
you are in the word of God, you see them. Even you see how they move. You pass those weeping over their
heads.
And the questions in you ask which sickness has killed this person.
Yes, we have seen.
Praise Jesus. Sickness of
death
is of death. Weakness of body. They have gone where? All those
are
for your mirror sees far. The mirror of the word of God.
So, now,
what concerns the sickness of Satan?
It
can cause to kill the body.
Yet
they have no charge over the spirit. We can heal those sicknesses though they have consumed and finished you up. Things Satan does and you tell him, I give you 2 minutes to run quick.
You
just look at him, don't even get harsh over him. Wait a minute. I'm going to call Abaddon, keep being there.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus. We shall preach a Satan will wonder. He will wonder. I know Muteka. Even Jesus. And when you pass there, and the devils run quick. You can call Abaddon. Now they cannot arrest them. This is going to be interesting. But they come from
knowledge.
You know, light of knowledge lightens much.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus.
Jesus.
Let's read Ecclesiastes and we move on. Why have we taken you here that you can understand? You refuse to sleep day and night, you never comprehend them under the sun. But if you come to the Spirit of God, they are very easy to understand.
You see,
understand and know how they are.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus so much.
And was very mobility, Monana. But Tandikoro Kumina Mukaga.
Mobility is a Sulayam Nano Nira Kumina Mukaga.
Ecclesiastes 8:16.
When Nasayo. Bwe nasayo omutima gwange okumanya amagezi n'okulaba emirimu egikolebwa ku nsi kubanga waliwo era atafuna tulo maaso g'emisana n'ekiro olw'ekumi n'omusanvu awo ne ndaba omulimu gwonna ogwa Katonda omuntu nga tayinza kukebera mulimu ogukolebwa wansi w'enjuba kubanga omuntu ne bw'ategana atya okugukebera naye taligulaba weewaawo nate omugezigezi ne bwalowooza okugumanya nate taliyinza kugulaba.
Yes, we have seen you.
Praise Jesus so much.
He
tells you Ecclesiastes 8:16 and down.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
That
he tried to put his wisdom in. To see the works done under the sun.
And
he said, though a human being refuses to sleep there
at
night, let me tell you, even if you'll be a prophet and a seer, you know, people really
separate.
We have prophets and at the same time seers. These are two gifts.
If
we have others and they're just seers, they're not prophets. We shall know that in the right Christ. But them
too,
they're usually false prophets.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus.
Now
a seer.
Though
they refuse to sleep day and night. The things of knowledge are beyond. A seer, a person who is a seer,
he can foresee
an accident to happen tomorrow. After the accident, he may not know what is next.
Yes, we have
to praise Jesus.
And
when you go to a seer, he can tell you you're going to eat this and that tomorrow.
He doesn't
know
after
eating, you're going to check for the body when you need to see that.
Yes, we have
to praise Jesus.
Sleep
day and night to see what's done under the sun. Now there are those who say now. Some of us, we are not prophets, we are seers. In this generation, they call them prophets for their understanding. They usually appear prophets who are not in office. A prophet is someone who saw things which were, those which are and those going to come. But
a seer
sees that one of today or that's to happen tomorrow. He doesn't know the next. Many of those are in the kingdom of Satan. They prophesy even the food and the panty you are clothed inside yourself.
You
can't know whether they go to heaven or in hell.
Yes, we have
seen. Praise Jesus. They
said,
though someone refuses sleep to sleep, and what preaches the wise man, them to refuse sleep,
but
they
are
by no class to see
how
God works under the sun. It's not easy to see. Like in this time, we see sickness of Satan. In the sickness of Satan, there are also battles of Satan. Insects of Satan, they can send and they bite you. There is a famine of Satan.
The
demon sits in your stomach and you no more have appetite to eat. Like you see how angel of death uses it, Satan photocopied them. Because those of Satan, they can be healed. Except angel of death, if you don't repent to God, he can't take it away.
So it's
what is this? As we see sickness of Satan and things like those, they say he can reach to kill the body. But he has no right over the spirit. Even sickness or quickness of the body, they can kill the body. And if you delay, you can check from your body before your time comes. We who have the word of God, behold the mirror that you can analyze the things.
Behold
the seal of spirit of power.
The
spirit on the seven spirits of God. Open, we see the type of horse and the chariot. In there we've seen the angel of death and hell.
Now,
is where we've gotten explained the three types of sicknesses. Sickness, famine, the sword of the beast of the field. Can send an animal to bite you when it's not there. It's a demon which has come like an animal. Snake has bit me here. And where has the snake gone? Now, those who started demons on the other side in Mutondwe, demons have come from hell. They come in ants and the bats. And they begin to fear the usual ants. For they didn't understand these. Not abusing neither scorning. Most people don't understand. They say in the new generation with the full knowledge, we are always abusing people. They are not understanding. But it's not abusing. You don't understand. For you yourself, you see, you don't understand.
Yes, we have a
praise Jesus. This is not abusing. They have given you paper. It's of 100 numbers. You brought a zero out of it. You want to be told you are wise? Okay, tell me, how do you rank such a person? You may even add so much. Very, very foolish.
That the paper,
now the paper, it's been given us. We bring out the answer in the world.
Do
not put us on 100. You can answer
0.02.
There is 0.02%.
In
the world has questions you've not answered. Even to answer church,
you know,
step them, raise hands to us. Why don't we say you don't understand? We too were not understanding before in the eras of
ignorance.
But God has mercy on us.
Have
they answered the answers and the questions in the world? The questions, have they been answered in the world?
Oh,
the questions you church you had, did they answer them? Did they fail? Did they make you a disciple?
No,
threatening. How should I speak it? If your teacher is a fool, then yourself, you're what? You yourself, you're what then?
Yes, we have
to praise Jesus.
This
is the
Pharisee.
It leads you know where you're going.
Yes, we have to
praise Jesus. It's not amusing. Even though most of you get angered out there, you will listen to us. And you say we've abused you. But it's not abusing.
So
what move on, bring the light of knowledge. You can see things which are not clearly seen.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus.
Sickness.
No, there are those of angel of death and hell.
And you
know, if you're to plead to God, how do you handle that? Just as we first saw. Rich sicknesses of Satan. Them to understand them. You know, they too can kill the body. And you check out before your seasons come. And ask, how do you handle that? If it's sickness of body weakness. Happen because of our surroundings. How are they handled and treated?
You know,
doctors of the world can handle those. They know sickness of weakness of body. You can go in a hospital and a demon has made you sick. And they strike you with electricity. That you can be restored.
As this,
they have fainted, yet the demon has taken the person. For the sickness, they can't detect it. They say, we don't see the sickness.
Yes.
Demon is the sickness in the person.
We want to
go beyond there with the light of the
world.
We move on and understand beyond that. For God called us to make us wise. He called the foolish of the world.
Not fool,
and He made us wise through the light of His word. In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Spoke
that in 2 Corinthians chapter 3. And He spoke this.
Bakolinsi ekyokubiri essula yakusatu.
Katusoma onyo 18.
Bakolinsi ekyokubiri essula yakusatu onyole 18.
2 Corinthians 3 from verse 18.
Naye ffe ffenna bwe tumasamasanga endabirwamu ekitiibwa kya Mukama waffe amaaso gaffe nga gajjiddwako ekyokubikkako. Tufaananyizibwa engeri eri okuva mu kitiibwa okutuuka mu kitiibwa nga ku bwa Mukama waffe.
Praise Jesus. When the veil in the nation is taken from our eyes, we shift from glory moving to glory. Imagine the sickness of angels of death and hell. And we see how they handled. Now we moved on more. We see sicknesses of Satan and things like those, which involves killing the body.
It's
how we heal and how we raise. And we move on to another glory. We
know
the sickness of weakness of the body and how they are treated. Now by the Lord, the Spirit, we appear to be taken off the veil.
Move
on, see things from a glory to another. God Himself commanded light to shine in
darkness.
And speaks in 1 Corinthians 4, verse 6.
Bakolinso ekyokubiri essula y'okunoonyola omukaaga.
2 Corinthians 4, 6.
Kubanga Katonda ye yalagira nti omusana guli akamu kizikiza. Eyayaka mu mitima gyaffe okuleeta omusana ogw'okumanya ekitiibwa kya Katonda mu maaso ga Yesu Kristo. Olunyolo omusanvu. Naye obugagga obwo tulinawo mu bibi eby'ebbumba. Amaanyi amangi ennyo galyoke gavenga eri Katonda. So said he.
Yes, he was going.
Praise Jesus so much. This light of the word of God commanded it light shine in darkness. Let me tell you, if it reaches these of these sicknesses, the famine, the wars which happen under the sun, which caused many to die, check out of their body. If someone claims the snake bit them, I looked for it and I didn't see it again. There is no light in this world which can separate all things, except like through the light of the word of God, the light of the knowledge. And before you knew a half, remember there is a half we've been knowing. There are sicknesses of Satan. Sometimes we ask, those we swallow Panadol and we get healed, those are for who? And now, a sick person, they give Panadol, they don't get healed. Have you got malaria before?
No,
and you go, and they prescribe another with the same malaria, and they give them, and they treat you the same medicine, you get healed, another never gets healed. The same treatment always treating it. There we question like this. Is it the sickness of death?
Or is it of Satan?
Those sickness, they don't give them medicine which is medical.
Yes, we must
praise Jesus.
Because we
began to get the
pool,
you're going to be looking
clear.
You are in the word of God and you see clear. If I've taken part of the sickness, even
action,
action is
healed.
The same headache,
action,
action heals. What is happening here? I've gone there and blocked my
brain.
I would have hoped the blood is not circulating well.
They
have unblocked them, they don't heal. And that headache has its time, it pains you.
Okay.
You sense that now.
We are
spiritual
doctors.
We studied doctorate to the full, not half. You're not doctors of the half, you've studied doctorate half of it. You do not finished in the full. That's why God speaks in 1 Corinthians 13 like this. Verse 9 to 13.
Kubanga tutegeerako kitundu era tulagulako kitundu.
Those who prophesy, they prophesy half. Even the seer can see things half. Even the one who was before, not where there was no generation with the full knowledge of God. Them to knew half. What surprises most in this time? The people who say, we studied it like this. You studied it in the halves. The measure was half. You know when you studied in primary, you studied of a human being in somebody parts. But the
people
did study inside the body.
When
we began to study them in senior,
all level
we did finish it. The body parts, we
moved
down in A level. We did finish. We have a branch off. They call it what? Human anatomy. You don't finish human anatomy still.
Yes, we have
raised Jesus.
That's
what we try to tell you. By the time God has raised the
generation,
many people hold the halves. And
there
are those who have rocks, which are halves. There are people they study the same primary with their colleagues. But others are wiser than the others.
So
those who taught them were wise. You find another started primary. And they finish even P7, primary 7. You tell them, write down a word.
Perish.
Pencil.
Oba pencil.
Or pencil.
Perish.
Another would write pere. I don't want to go into his words. A person can spend in salvation many years now. Tell them, write down 30 scriptures. And they begin to struggle with their heads. Even what they know, they don't know it in its fullness. All those happen on us. As we speak of sickness of death, age of death and hell, the sicknesses of Satan,
and
sickness of body weakness, we wanted you get all under the fourth seal and the angels of power, the angels of the chains,
angel
of death and hell, and the type of horse he moves by, and you can reveal thousands of sins down there. Let's finish 1 Corinthians 13. 1 Corinthians 13 verse 10.
Na yebi tukirivu bebirija, yebi echitundu bilivao. Olunyolo kumi n'olumu. Bwe nali omuto, nayogeranga ng'omuto, nategeranga ng'omuto, nalowoozanga ng'omuto. Bwe nakula, nendeka eby'obuto.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Atuyongereyo.
Let's move on.
Yes, yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus so much.
Atugambye nti ebiramba bibeera bituuse.
Told us when the fullness comes.
Abo tuli okulaba ebiramba ebikwatagana no endwadde z'amaleka w'okufa n'emagombe.
As we see fullness concerning sickness of angel of death and hell.
Endwadde za Satan.
The sickness of Satan.
N'emizimu gye.
And his demons.
Bamalayika abaagwa.
The fallen angels.
N'endwadde z'obunafu bw'omubiri.
And sickness of body weakness.
Kati bino ebiramba bimala okujja.
Now when the fullness comes.
Entegera gy'otegeramu ebeere ya biramba.
When you understand is of full.
Katuddemu olunyiriri olw'ekkumi
owulire. Let's repeat verse 10 we hear.
Bakolinso ekisooka essula ya 13 onyolw'ekkumi.
First Corinthians 13 verse 10.
Naye ebituukirivu bwe birijja eby'ekitundu birivaawo. Olunyolw'ekkumi n'olumu. Bwe nali omuto nayogeranga ng'omuto, nategeeranga ng'omuto, nalowoozanga ng'omuto, bwe nakula nendeka ebyobuto.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus so much.
Ekiramba bwe kijja mulembe omupya ogwino okumanya
Katonda okujjudde. Fullness comes the new generation with the full knowledge of God.
Ekitiibwa kye.
And his glory.
Ekitundu tubiteeka wali.
We put the halves aside.
Ne tutwala ebyekikulu.
And we take the fullness.
Era ebijjudde obulungi.
And that which is filled well.
Kubanga twali tetukulanga mu mwoyo.
We are not matured in spirit before.
Era nga munange n'enjogera yaffe Katonda agimanyi abaana bato.
Even our talk God knew it's of the young children.
Nga bw'oba oyogera ku bintu by'endwadde bino.
And when you speak of things of sickness.
Okulokoka okusabira naye nga mutuufu osabangira omwana omuto
bwe yali. Awake to pray for the sick but you pray like a young child would have prayed.
Omanyi oyinza osingana omwana omuto.
You never find a young child.
Ng'omutwe gumuluma.
And they're having headache.
Naye ng'asaba kimu.
Yet they pray one thing.
Oba ng'akaaba bukaaba.
Oh, they're just crying.
Gw'omanyi oba ogenda mukulira.
It's upon you know what to do for them.
Oba ng'asaba mu sweet.
For they rather ask even a sweet for that.
They are crying,
give me sweet over the headache.
There are
times God let you. What you pray, you don't understand, but let me just help you. And the Spirit goes bears our weakness.
God
pray for us as the will of the Father is.
And
the way we are workers with God,
have
to reach a time we understand as He understands. And we've matured in the spirit, in the understanding. You know,
He said,
the young drink milk, but the
mature,
they get solid food, that of the Word of God.
Church,
of its times, they have not been maturing in the words of understanding.
Yes, you have
raised Jesus. But even mature, on the measure of Christ, you can see things as they are meant to be. You can't separate them quick. Many times, you no more pray. Just look at it and you see. And you tell it, get from here in the name of Jesus.
I
send you these angels.
Yes, you have
raised Jesus. For you see them.
Ayogera mu nyolo 12 n'agamba bwati.
Speaks in verse 12 and it says this.
Bakolinso ekisooka essula ya 13 onyolo 12.
First Corinthians 13 verse 12.
Kubanga kakano tulabira mu ndabirwamu ebitalabika bulungi. Naye mu biro biri tulitunulagana n'amaaso.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Agamba mbire ebyokumanyanga oba nkitono.
In the eagerness of knowing little.
Oba oli mu ndabirwamu mw'olengera.
You are seeing through a mirror.
I don't understand it. We are in Satan.
The sickness is like of Satan.
Oh,
it's of death.
I
don't understand.
Maybe
it's a body of weakness. As if you try to see, but you cannot separate them.
When you are
far behind the mirror of the word,
many times
you look for people through the mirror. You don't see them very well. You don't see them clear. But when I come out, I can see each one clear.
Yes, we have
raised Jesus.
So those who are getting
you see how they have it.
Now, when the
light of the word lightens
much,
takes away the mirror, and we see very clear. All things we know them as they're meant to be. And when you read Matthew 10, verses
28,
understand things how they are.
Know
well as that word speaks.
He
speaks like this.
Matthew 10 verse 28.
Naye mumutyenga
ayinza okuzikiriza obulamu n'omubiri n'omubiri
mugeyena
praise Jesus
yagamba nti kakati mumanyi mmwe
right now you know
temutawaana ku
don't waste to fear the one who kills the body who kills the body Satan can bring a sickness. He can enter in the murderers. He can create animals which come instant like snakes. Those like in Ezekiel 8. And it beats you there. And you begin to faint.
And
one day it entered in the snake.
It
beat Apostle Paul in the Acts. He just looked at it like that. Now you think you beat me? I
won't
even pray for that one.
It
didn't even pray.
You
know well what Jesus told us in Mark. He said, though you will drink deadly poison, it will not kill you.
You
are beaten with poisonous
snakes.
Levels will reach at some things. We just look at them.
Not
you have more fear. Demon stands in your front. That you are not passing. You just move, it leaves your way. And you say, my God, I thought you would fear.
It's
the time they know you are aware of what is moving on. You know they are threatening you, they can do nothing. Let's try him today. We become suicide bombers. We go in his front. But
we
going to call Abaddon's for us. And we know that one body doesn't pray, they answer him. No, Isaiah 58. Before you would have called him and his answer.
When
reach a time they know. Not called, God can answer. And they said, this one was trained in fierce
nothing.
God answers before he calls him.
And
he does works knows what he needs before he asks them. And they say the level this person is on, we can't handle.
And
they threaten you with demons and sickness. You are there. They are threatening you. I kill malaria. And you begin to quake when you pray a little uphill. They are threatening you. I see demons coming. You're joking. When we began the journey of heaven, they came, I saw them, they entered me. And they take me to the mountain and we fight with them.
And initially,
I didn't know angels. Empowers me fighting them the entire night. And I become a commando in the spiritual world. And we fight with demons.
Sure
years are not they became many and I could not sleep.
So
the moment you sleep, you go into fights.
You
reach a time you
learn
groups of angels and their works. There we enjoyed the fights.
And
I fight, when I fail, I call the angels. I reached the time I enjoyed sleep to go into the walls.
And
there are times they tormented you, hated to put down the head to sleep.
Let me tell you.
The light of knowledge is to show you many things.
In
this aspect, we are honored the fourth seal.
And
we see type of horse and the chariots.
The
fourth group of angels. The angels of power. Of the chains. Angels of death and hell.
You
are getting to explain the types of sicknesses. The sicknesses of angels of death and hell. The sicknesses of the devils. How do you heal them? And sickness of weakness of body.
Yes,
praise Jesus. God is explained and told us it's the time to see things how they are.
We
pass the mirror of the word. And we go to the exact it speaks of.
We
see things clear as they are.
So government is standing by his own door.
Now we say the devils can kill the body. When he passes sickness,
he passes
the animals he creates.
He
comes with different funny animals.
He
passes through famine.
Something
comes sits in your stomach. And you don't have appetite to
eat.
And you don't feel like eating. Sometimes you lack appetite.
What
is happening?
All appetizers,
they give you
appetite.
They have treated every sickness. You take appetite away. Something comes, moves in your stomach. And you say, Abaddon, get this one away.
Because
some doctors, we treat ourselves. Attack you, don't find your wife or your relative. And you get from the bed slow. And you go to launch attacks from the table. Get out.
You are
joking. It is sent angels to get him out. Those guys, they don't hear you, but you're praying. They see you come back in the bed. You are now well.
So,
now, brethren,
we
shouldn't fear things like those. After we know God is on our side,
enlightened
in us the light of His word, understand things like those, how they are handled. According to Job chapter 2, the sicknesses of Satan. When someone attacks you, don't tell him whether you did something to him or not. Even the jealousy of Satan alone can cause him strike you sickness. And he feels jealousy. He attacks with his weapons. Sometimes of sickness, words and things like those. We want you to understand those words.
That
you can stand in this evil age.
Poverty
has come from our living God. James first taught us to profit. In Job chapter 2 from verse 1. Job chapter 2 from verse
1. Abana bakatonda ne bajjo kukiika mu maaso ga Mukama. Ne Setaani naye najjira mu bo kukiika mu maaso ga Mukama.
Yes, yebaziwe.
Praise Jesus.
Bino byabeerangawo mu kibuga kya Katonda kino.
Used to happen in the city of God.
Jerusalem,
Jerusalem of heaven. In the eras of BC. When angels gathered,
like
in Hebrews 12:22 and 23, and they will come as the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven, the great gathering of the angels,
and the saints of God.
So,
right there, those where the gatherings took place, to come before the Lord.
Even
Satan came among them in those days, together with the fallen angels. But at the beginning of Eddie, they were chased from heaven.
Like
Revelation 12 tells us from verses 7 unto 17. Just as we study ahead, we study of Satan and his fallen angels. Now, when you read this scripture, don't you say when children of God gather, Satan too has to come among them? The gathering of the saints, he was chased from them. We too don't accept him to come gathering here. We don't accept his demons here.
That's
why when you pray, you don't begin to make drama here that you have demons on you. If you let it escape, they have come to show you of the power of God. They arrest you in your chair. There are those who say, the other person doesn't accept the word of Paul when they pray for them. Why do you fall?
Want
the Spirit to show his power. It's when they fall, they arrest you from right there in one place. That you don't get to fight with demons here. You reach home, you're all very tired. You've been fighting with demons.
Where
are the angels of chains to bind those demons? We want to work with God. But us all is like that. Move on, Job explaining us. Job was ever stricken with sickness of Satan. And he had done nothing. He did abuse God. He did do any mistake. But the jealousy.
Standing agamant, no, Job,
Satan said, Job never feared and loved God in vain.
That
because God had given him possessions.
But
though Satan took away the possessions, still he said no. A person can give all possessions for his life. Let's handle his life. This is jealousy. Why do you stick on righteousness?
Yes, we have
praise Jesus. Strikes you with sickness. If you don't understand them,
and
you say, Lord, why do you not love me?
We
tell him, thank you, Lord.
Oh, Jagara,
you love me so much.
Well, there's
a contention between you
Nesitani.
And Satan.
Zendi
I am in the middle.
Now
your
Satan.
Bob thinks it's me. You have to stand when you've understood it. And you say, give me your box to that I punch the devil. Father, put bullets in the gun. I shoot Satan.
Don't hear. Yes, we have
a praise Jesus. When you discover
Satan,
you give him like 2 minutes.
I'm going to
begin on you in 2 minutes if you don't go.
Yes, you must
raise Jesus.
I want to
be in light that light can light. Understand how things
are.
Let's move on.
Job chapter
2, verses 2.
Mukama nagamba Sitani nti ovawa. Sitani nadamu mukama nayogera ati. Mva kundingana munsi. Nokutambula tambulomo wano ne wali. Olunyolokusatu. Mukama nagamba Sitani nti. Olowoozezza ku muddu wange Yobu. Kubanga tewali munsi amufaanana. Omusajja yatuukirira era ow'amazima. Atya Katonda ne yeewala obubi.
Nti obubi bugezaako n'okujja eri Yobu.
Even evil tried to come to Job.
Naye olw'okuba atya Katonda.
But because he fears God.
Era takola bitali byamutuukirira.
Does things unrighteous.
Nti n'obubi bwe bujja gy'ali.
Even when evil comes to him, he shuns it. It's like this. They shouldn't deceive you in this world. You are not going to be attacked by evil. Don't you think?
Because
yourself, they will not propose to you on the roads. They will propose to you. But it's you to shun that and avoid it.
Don't you think you boy? Find women on the roads to propose to you the boy. For what form of devil? I have a demon to be proposed to. Both evils come. It's you to avoid it. You're going to the job you said about it. And someone traps you like that. And you look your eyes and then you'll see.
Those
who go to school, they put their skirts.
The
evil will never fail to be coming your way.
But
you have to avoid it yourself.
You are sickness of Satan.
Yobu esura ya kubiri olinyolokusatu.
Job chapter 2 verse 3.
Mukama nagamba Satani nti olowoozeza ku muddu wange Yobu. Kubanga tewali munsa mufanana. Omusajja yatuukirira olw'owa amazima. Atya Katonda ne yeewala obubi. Era akyanywezezza obutayonoona bwe. Newankubadde nga wasaakiriza gyali okumuzikiriza obwereere.
Mugambe Satani asaakiriza.
Satan insights. Now Satan was bound in the pits of hell 2018 years back.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
As
Satan did Jezebel, too, does the same. And his fallen angels, those known as demons, they remain inciting. God, that
man,
I prove. Strength to stand if you inflict sickness.
Let
me inflict sickness that they see. And they incite God.
Bible
speaks in law.
Stand
and listen and kneel down. And they say, Lord, you give them to me.
Satan pleaded before God.
Baba, he went to him, Lord.
I request you, give me David.
I want to show you. Those your children are not strong at all. And I can change them to my side. Please, I repeat, give me at least.
Go. You
try and see. I know that my son, he never changes like me. God will never change. He will hold his righteousness.
Satan
can
plead.
He said, Oh Lord, help me just. Give me this person. And even shed tears for that. The one who comes straight to a sickness. Praise Jesus, brethren. Teacher, as you taught, you said Satan can plead before God.
If he
wants to test someone.
But we see that he
can no more go to heaven. How does his prayers reach God? God never refuses to hear any prayer. He hears all. For many are the mandations of a human being. But fulfillment is of God. God is all over in heavens and earth.
And
no word can be hidden from him.
Hebrews
4:13. That to him we bring our words. All things are laid bare unto him. Nothing is hidden from him. He has all words wherever they are. The answering is of his.
So
don't you think it needs to say that go to heaven to ask?
Just
you two don't go to heaven on golden throne. Speak with him to hear.
No, you
can speak right here and hear. It's still to all other people. Most prayers just shuts them out.
It
refuses to hear and answer them.
And he said,
I've put a big wall. No matter how you pray, I will not hear. But it's fasting, whatever you're going to pray,
and
shuts them out, never
once.
They will pray for the year, they will pray for this and the other. Psalms 139 comes.
No word
in my mouth you don't know of, O Lord.
So you understand,
even though that is just meditating upon it, God knows it. Satan has schemes hidden in his heart, but God checks them out and he reveals them to us. That is how things move.
Satan
asks for children of God.
Then
kneels down and sheds tears for that.
Then
he said, now, oh Lord, give them to me. Give them to me at least. Let's read Luke
22
and
we see. Luke 22,
verse
31. Simoni, Simoni, laba Satani yegayiridde okubawe wange ngano. Asatu Onywezanga baganda bo. Olwasa tumesatu. Namugamba nti, mukama wange, neteseteso kugenda nawe, ne mukomera ne mukufa.
Dayo ku lwasa tumoro.
Yes, get back to 31.
Luka esura ya 22 mubiro nyolwasa tumoro.
Luke chapter 22 verse 31.
Simoni, Simoni. Laba Satani yegayiridde okubawe wange ngano.
Yekoze eki?
He is pleading for that.
Yegayiridde.
He is pleaded.
Omanyika nkubuli eki?
Let me tell you one thing.
Oyinza oyingira mu kwegayirira okumala
essaawa nnamba. Enter intercession for 1 hour.
Ne Satani naye ayingidde essaawa nnamba akyali mu kwegayirira.
He too entered 1 hour intercession. He too is interceding.
Bamumpe ayimuka.
Lord, give me to me. 1 hour.
Yes.
Oh Jesus.
Mumpi.
Give him to me.
Mpa musumba gundi.
Give me Pastor Saul.
Mumpi mkuba
galwati na I strike him
with sickness.
He will reject you for that.
Already when the sawa nambo
mkuwega. He is praying for 1 hour.
Naye ali eri asa.
He too is praying for you.
Ali mkuwega
ili. He is in a city.
Yovola ba yakwata vega ili zibanji na abachiamu.
That's why he perverted many intercessors.
Uwanga na yimwega ili.
For he too is a professional intercessor in wanting to torment God's children. That's why not accepted intercessors here. There is another intercessor.
You
intercede on things not worthy of tormenting God's children.
You know,
they give them marks there. Older women and men, and they have wrapped their feet like the Muslim. They intercede over what's worthless.
And they have entered
them, the assessor of the worthless things of the devil, Satan.
We take the land.
They are interceding.
Don't be surprised.
We've not gotten intercessors here.
You are here
with those gifts,
but
keep waiting.
We are
the new generation with the full knowledge of God.
Everything
we want to do, I see you by the Spirit of God.
Sometimes Satan
makes you dream. If
you are an ancestor,
go tell him, I sit, I begin to
think.
Wait for season and time. For I know an intercessor who intercedes for marvelous things, Satan.
We see,
we get more sick. We get more poor. You intercede.
Make them sick.
And you're calling demons. But don't things happen.
Asked Job
to strike him with his
finger.
And
he's
pleading
for
him.
He
even cried.
That's
what God said.
And
he follows him. Look at him. He is insisting on it. And he lies down.
You see, he's deep
for me. I'm worshiping you this time. Get back to Job.
Yobu esula ya kusatu. Olunye nili olu kusatu.
Job chapter 3, verse 3.
Olunye olu kuna. Setani nadamu mukama. Na yo geranti. Ediba olwe diba. We wawo. Bionu muntu biyari na alibi wayo lobula mugwe.
Told him, God, now I tell you.
First
root is in Job chapter 1.
Arumba Yobu namukuba.
He attacks Job, strikes him.
Ajawente.
Takes away the animals,
Abana.
Children.
Sickness
with thunders.
And
everything got destroyed.
Who destroyed it? Yes, he was
praised Jesus.
When
he destroyed them,
the
children checked out of the body.
Imagine
yourself in that position. Your children have gone.
You
don't know
where they have gone.
Even if they check mine. You think you have made a loss yourself.
Children
are back to Jerusalem of heaven.
They would have been
on the world and you perverted them.
Yet I can get
there.
And
I pray in a prayer he doesn't know, which is sacred.
He doesn't
know how they pray.
Though
he can hear, he doesn't know what it means.
He speaks
in the language like now, but
he
will not understand it.
Oh
Lord,
the
second time of
Elijah,
restore those children. The exact. Who has understood it much? Restore those children. The exact.
You know,
Elijah was born twice on this world.
And I asked them to come back. And I named them the names as they were. And I even asked many others. I don't make a loss myself. That's why the Bible says, who will sit in the house of God? He
is
servant. When he vows, though he loses, he never changes. He knows it recycles back.
So don't
be grieved. God never makes a loss with you.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus.
So what
happened on Job, first initially it happened. God restored his children.
Exact children.
He brought the spirit, the living God. And he gave him more others.
To God,
he gives them their
his.
He can bring them
back.
But we speak of sickness. In the Job chapter 2, verse 4, he told us,
Satan
told God, skin for skin, let's touch life now.
The
man can give up all his position. Verse 5, he spoke this. Job chapter 2, verses 5.
Naeka kano gololo mkono go, okome kumagumba gene kumubili gwe. Era chikwe, alikuwega nila masogo.
Na mugamba, kakati,
you told him now, the other positions have gone.
Obugaga,
wealth,
abana,
children,
bigenze,
they have gone.
Naeka kumubili kwa mubili.
But now, flesh for flesh,
wata kne kugumba,
touch even his bones.
You
feel there is malaria. And it's in the bones. I
cannot
stand.
And you breathe.
Give me Panadol.
Give me
malaria. It is not going.
Sickness
of Satan which has come.
Also, come for to let
chase him quick there.
Work
with the angels of the chains. Michael of the bones and the sword. The angels of fire. Sicknesses of Satan. When your ball is strong. When
the
doctor treats what they don't know,
they
doubt and they're shivering over it. Let's finish in Job.
Job chapter 2,
verse 6.
Mukama nagamba Satani nti, laba ali mu mukono gwo.
He told him, you're not going to take out the life.
It's
what we read in Matthew 10:28. They are not the one who kills the body. They can't kill the spirit. They can't kill the life. Satan brings what sickness? Even he kills the body.
And God
says, you're not to get out of it. And they say died 4 days. But he got back.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus.
You
know, Satan has those streets. There are places they make them right in Uganda.
They
bury you 3 days in the tombs in the ground. And they get you out, they give you riches. But the sacrifices you made down there. You know, there are times Satan steals spirits.
You've
died, you've taken
it
to hell.
Get
as you in a shrine or a
sanctuary,
we begin to look for you. There
are
prayers we enter in.
We
can ask to reach the right Christ and his church.
We
are looking for a human spirit everywhere. They took it where? In the ocean, we go down there. You will give it to us.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
There
we preached on the wild things of church. Don't call us church. Don't call yourself something of a joke. There's a level you reach. Human spirit, you can go look for it. Holy Spirit, let's move in our spirit. Ask for a trust for some time. I want Michael, Abaddon, look for the spirit where it was taken. You know, when they pass you there, the body dies when they delay the spirit there.
The life
in the blood ceases to be.
Now,
restore it
to
renew the blood and the veins for their blood. If we redeemed quick,
and
that spirit comes back when the blood is still hot. Don't waste time to align the blood. If you're restored the body and the blood and the veins, is the person who raises up and they remain not found well. They are raised up. They are all like that.
But they are not shaped well,
for the body system has been dying and ceasing to have life. Those are wild things deep in there. In the kingdom of God. Words which had been hidden. They told Satan, now concerning the body, go touch him and the bones. But taking the spirit from the body, we refused that.
And
still run with it, we shall get it from you. Let me tell you one thing.
What accident
causes what accident? Don't fear.
Say,
I'll back in the body. What accident should I make now? Let me give up on it.
So
that's why we told you, angel
of
death, he alone has the charge to take the spirit from the body. And it goes never to come back. Satan steals, they call them in the shrines.
Oh,
in the shrines, they call church these days.
The
prophet calls you the false prophet.
In the
synagogue, when he's making you run the entire night.
Some
of you, spirits are in the shrines which are called synagogues of Satan.
They are
using you different things in the entire night. Come back, they ask me, they know you. How are you? What the prophet did you in the night?
He
made you sleep, mopping the synagogue in the night. The prophet makes you walk the entire night. I was with the prophet doing things which I don't understand. You would draw closer. Some of them are serious wizards. Those like those. Reach a time we have to pray to get out your spirits. And they networked them, they hunt for them. As we hunt for birds.
Bible
speaks of them in Ezekiel 13. And they hunt human souls. As if they are hunted for birds.
The
entire night the prophet is chasing you. Come near you. And you're running.
Now, look at me, the name of Jesus, I will not run.
I see the angel of dawn. Things I saw in the jar of heaven.
They
surprised me under the sun. Let's read the next verse.
Job chapter
2 verse 7.
Awostani nava awali mukama narwaza Yobu amayuta amazibu okuva kubigere bye okuva kubigere munda okutuka mu bwezinge bwe.
Satan struck him with sicknesses.
Sitani ainagalwadde.
Satan has sicknesses.
Got
to understand it well. We saw sicknesses of angel of death and hell. This time we see sicknesses of Satan.
And
we shall see sickness of body weakness. They come from creations which are surrounding you.
You
drink that water, you get sick. Everything we have to see how it's treated. In the name of the Lord Jesus, Son of the living God. Time has left us.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus so much.
So
begin to see how we handle to treat these sicknesses. After we see different animals, foreign angels sent to inflict sickness on people.
And
the snake bites you there. And it disappears instant.
There
is a wizard in Uganda. That wizard.
He can
cut your hand and it dies. And he puts in it a fallen angel. And he gives it back to you when it's moving, alive.
So,
now those things, they are moving on under the sun. And they are so surprising.
But
as children of God would reach in the knowledge,
no
witchcraft unto Israel.
No,
no matter how much it is. Know how to handle it. Know how to treat it. But if you make
habits
of making sick a child of God, let me tell you one thing. When God trains a person,
he
makes him a silent banner.
You can't
look on his forehead and you realize who he is. But it's far beyond that you see.
Those
many things of knowledge.
Don't
look on the forehead, you can't see them.
It's
hard to know where I'm to end. Many sorcerers, you're wasting your time to bewitch children of new generation. What are you doing? If you bewitch, we pass the spiritual world.
Witchcraft
and we work with angels.
The
authority of
knowledge.
The Bible says, if you speak knowledge, you speak wisdom, you gain authority.
You
speak authority.
So
let's move in light of knowledge. Because of time, He saw the things he does besides sickness.
Even
the ants, the usual ones, when they see them, they say, a demon has come to attack me.
Satan put a confusion in them.
And when you find a physical dog, run from a demon of adultery.
Satan
wants to make a scorn on creations of God. He goes, claims to be in them. But no dog commits adultery.
That's
not law of don't commit adultery.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus so much.
But if you understand
that much where it comes from. And he too, he sends animals. And
you
find an animal on the road.
In
the
fish
and by the dream. And it's coming. A lion.
Yeah.
It is roaring before you. And you begin to quake within the dream. As you wake up, you're very sick of malaria.
That's stubborn on
Satan. We are going to stop. My God bless you. Thank you for coming.